he spent some time with us during the football season. You heard him on the Fanatic pregame show.
Yeah.
Along with Brian Westbrook, doing great work, great analytical work. He's a former Philadelphia athlete, one of the greats to come through this town. He hails from the Florida State University Seminoles, Harry, and he's back.
Yes!
Trey Thomas.
Yes!
Back in the house.
Yes, I am back.
Yeah!
Yes, there we go. So good to be back.
Man, it is good to see you.
Yes.
And you are freaking enormous. I forgot how big you are.
I know, man. Well, you know what? I've been over there eating tasty cakes, man. I need to get back lean.
Yeah, but the only thing bigger than him is his personality. You know what I mean? Like, he fills the room with the personality.
You always get, I love you, Trey, because you have so much energy, and we loved having you on during football season.
Yeah.
But we had a little period of time where, you know, you went away, but, you know, you come back to your roots.
Yes.
We're so happy to have you back.
I'm glad to be back, man. It was such fun to go full circle. You know, I started out just crashing shows with Westbrook. And then, you know, it was good to get back, though. I'm really enjoying it. I'm really glad that this was able to happen, you know, for me to be able to continue doing something that I never would have guessed I would be into. But I really enjoy hearing myself and hearing my voice through the microphone and through these headphones and sharing my little nuggets of wisdom.
Yeah, you still got the color-coded book and everything over
several
there?
Several pens. Yeah, legal pads and all of that. A lot of different colors, a lot of underlining and circling different things. You know, it's all good.
Well, one of the things, you know, you played in this town for a long period of time. You're back here on the Fanatic. You're going to be a big part of what we're doing going forward.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really happy about it and happy to have you back. And, you know, the Eagles are coming back ready to defend the Super Bowl, for goodness sake.
Yeah, man, it's a good time to even just be a Philadelphia sports fan, man. And right now this team is primed for it, you know. There aren't a lot of weaknesses on this team. This team is extremely stacked. I think they got better in this offseason. And I know right now, just with all the different stories that are just going around in the NFL and just in the world in sports, I think every coach right now is on their knees praying, can we please have training camp start tomorrow?
Yeah.
Because I cannot have another story come out with one of my players.
Yeah, I'd say Trey and I were going over what it seemed like a police blotter while we were sitting out there on the couch listening to the morning show.
Yeah.
And it was one story after another where you're like, what was he thinking?
Yeah.
What's he doing? What is he doing? You know what I mean? Like, and the only people that are more anxious for football's return than the fans are, like you said, the coaching staff.
Every head coach right now is like, can training camp start tomorrow? Because it's just way too much. And it's always this period of time where, you know, just something stupid happens. And I'm guaranteeing by the time training camp starts for everybody, there's going to be one more major story that hits from a player that's just doing something, you know, getting mixed up into something that's not positive.
Yeah. It seems so simple to go, hey,
that's a very politically
correct way to say it. You know,
But it seems so simple from a standpoint, you go, okay, the last mandatory minicamp, they at the end of that, the coaches always said, come on, guys, be smart, don't put yourself, and you got like a month where no moderation.
Yeah.
And the problem is you guys are getting ready to, as players, you're getting ready to embark on a 6-8 months of pretty intense activity. So, yeah, you want to cut loose before you go.
Yeah. Lots of money and lots of free time.
Yeah. That's but not a problem. Too loose. I mean, hold it together, man.
Yeah.
You know, golly, I'm just glad, you know, with us being, you know, Super Bowl champions, that it's not one of us.
Right.
And I need my guys.
Knock on wood.
Yeah, you know, no, I think this is a really strong group of guys that seems to have their head on straight. I'm praying that they are.
Yeah.
And you know, just hold it together. Training camp is in another couple weeks.
Well, that goes back to the whole handling success thing, which is in the news today.
Yeah.
From that former giant boob, Ben McAdoo.
Ben McAdoo.
You got boob hair.
Yeah.
Well, the quote from him, and John Clark tweeted out last night, it's from a New York Post article, said, I think Philly, how much success has Philly had? I think they're going to have a hard time handling success.
Really?
Now, he's a guy that in his first year won 11 games.
Right.
In his second year, he got fired.
Right.
Yeah.
He didn't handle his success of winning 11 games very well.
And he was interviewed here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Apparently, yes.
Yeah, apparently they wanted him.
Yeah.
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 Everybody was like, oh, that'd be a great pick.
He along with
Coughlin. Awesome. And then 2 years later, you're sitting next to Chip.
Yeah.
Trying to figure it out.
Well, I mean, you look at the whole thing. Look, you were here. You know, it's funny because you talked about ending up doing this for a living, being a broadcaster now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember when you worked with Chip and you were on his staff.
Yeah.
And then when you were let go, or I don't know how that ended.
Yeah.
Technically speaking.
Yeah.
But you came in one day and you're like, I think I can do this. We met with you in the conference room with our former boss, and you were like, kind of like, I think I can do this. I think it's something I want to do.
Yeah.
Now you end up full circle. You're doing it, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I have my own headset. You know, I come with a microphone cover, you know, because you have to be protecting.
That's your own cover.
Yeah. That's my own microphone cover. You know, I'm all about protection. You know, you got to protect.
That's a big microphone.
It's a standard, you know, whatever it is, you know.
Yeah, but he Trojan brand.
Yeah, it's a Trojan brand. It's a Magnum, you know.
Is that thing ripped? He knows that Shander works here. He needs his own mic screen.
Yeah, you know, the flu spreads through microphones, man. You know, you just can't, you have to always protect yourself.
Terry, that is when you know a man is serious. He brings his own headphones, or as we say in radio, cans. He's got his own mic screen.
Yeah, my own mic screen, you know. Protection, man. You got to wrap it up.
Yeah, well, a few of those players may want to wrap it up, and we're going to get to the shady stuff, and we're going to get to all different angles of the Eagles and everything with Trey today. And it's Ask Trey. So I want to involve the audience in welcoming Trey back to the program, and they can do that at 610-632-0975.
Oh, so I see what this is. From 10 to 12, it's Ask Trey, and from 12 to 2, it's What Would Harry Do?
And
so Jason is just sitting back today, already on vacation. Now I figured it out.
He's the host, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Like, I haven't taken enough bullets this week. You know what I'm saying? Look, and that's kind of what I want to talk about today, too. And we're going to get to this McAdoo thing, too. You know, yesterday we talked, and I had an issue with the fact that the Sixers waited basically 5 weeks to start their GM search. And I had an issue with that. So I wanted to go into today's show, and I kind of wanted to cleanse some issues. And when you look at the Eagles, and I'm looking at Philadelphia sports, there's an issue I have with every team right now, except the Eagles, in essence.
Mm-hmm.
I have that issue I had yesterday with the Sixers, and it's not an enormous thing, but it's an issue. I have issues with the hockey team and what they've accomplished this offseason, because I think they could have done a lot more. I have issues with very little issues with the baseball team right now.
Yeah, man.
And we're going to get to this Gabe Kapler cut in a little while, and I really like what he said.
Positive Gabe?
I don't have any problems with Gabe. I love Gabe. I do too. I think he's refreshing.
Yes.
And we got some Gabe audio too for today.
And I want to react to that. Yeah. But I really don't have any issues with the Phillies right now, other than are they going to go get somebody or not. But when it comes to the Eagles, and training camp is now 12 days away. It'll be Wednesday, 2 weeks from now. So basically 12 days from now, they'll all congregate over there at NovaCare. But I'm looking at the Eagles, I'm going, can I find any issues? Because usually when you go into a season, you go, well, what are the issues? What are the weaknesses? Do they outweigh the strengths and all those things? And as you said earlier, just a few minutes ago, this team is built to come back and be even better than it was last year that won the Super Bowl because of all the attrition of the injuries of Jason Peters and Sproles and Hicks and all these guys. The only issue I can come up with the Eagles is that maybe they're a little thin at linebacker. And if that's my only issue, I feel pretty freaking good going into the season.
Absolutely. You know, going into it, because you want to know what's going to happen with Jordan. You let another guy go during, Michael Kendricks is gone, and then you have an injury. So, you know, that's definitely one of the areas that you have only weakness. But, you know, is this defense going to be a defense that's going to be a traditional 4-3? You know, a lot of times they're going out there and nickel. You have Malcolm Jenkins that's going to play down low. So it's not a really big issue to me, you know, because you have enough athletes out there to get after it.
You're in sub packages more and more times than not anyway, right?
Yeah. So, you know, it's just one of those things that, you know, you just want to have enough depth at the position. But I think that this team is just primed to go and do it, man.
But here's the other thing, too. What is Howie great at? Finding guy. I mean, he did it on the fly last year in several instances.
Now look at Darby.
So who's to say that they won't find some linebacker between now and week one?
You know, a
guy that gets cut off the scrap.
Right. It happens all the time.
Mm-hmm. And you have a very smart defensive coordinator in Jim Schwartz that goes, hey, this is a guy that's got the skill sets that translates to what I want to do with
him. He played for me in Tennessee you know, all these guys.
Buffalo,
it always happens. Yeah. Yeah.
No, you're absolutely right. That problem can be solved. And that's the other thing. You go into this training camp knowing that, if there is an injury, and we hope it's not obviously a big-time player or a very important player that gets injured, that the general manager's got the grapes to go out, make phone calls, find guys, and solve the problem before the problem crushes your season.
And then this is one of those teams where everybody that's looking for a job wants to come and play here. You know, everybody wants to come and play for Doug Peterson. They see what type of coach he is, what type of environment he's created for these guys, And it just seems like if you're a free agent or if something, if you're kind of in that limbo phase, you would want to come and play for Philadelphia because you just like what's going on there. You know, you have a good group of guys that's in that locker room that are doing nothing but positive things in the community. And you just know that this is going to be a team that's going to be able to win for the next couple of years. This is, I think they have the building blocks to be that next dynasty.
Wow. There you go. Well, that's the thing. Let's talk about that now, because I just read the quote from Ben McAdoo. And he said, again, I think Philly, how much success has Philly had? I think they're going to have a hard time handling success. So let's take this from two different angles, Trey. One, you, the player, the guy who played in the NFL and had a tremendous amount of success. You're on those teams that went to four straight NFC championship games, five overall, and went to a Super Bowl. How does a team and how do players and the leadership from the head coach down to the leaders of the team, guys like you, John Runyon, Brian Dawkins, how do they make sure that that success that they had doesn't derail them going forward?
Well, the advantage that this team has right now is that they all have Super Bowl rings. And when you have a young player that's coming in and you want to motivate that player, because that's what every player that comes in the NFL wants to have. They want to have that ring on their hand to be known as the world best football player or on that team. So when you have that many guys coming in that are leaders on the team that has a Super Bowl ring, and you, that right there speaks volumes. And when you have young guys to say, look, man, I need you to stay focused. I need you to do the extra work, whatever extra steps that is take, those young players are going to fall in line because they want to have that same feeling. They want to see Jeffrey Lurie coming out partying like he's been partying this whole offseason.
Dancing.
Man. I have never seen Jeffrey party so much, man. He has had a blast. He enjoyed it just like every other. We need to make sure that Jeffrey's going to handle the success right. But, you know, but I think that these guys are just doing everything the right way, man. And I think that speaks volumes when you have enough guys that have that championship that can kind of help pull the younger guys along.
Well, that's what we always said about New England, where you go up there and all of a sudden guys check their ego or they check their baggage. If there were guys coming from other teams and might have had a little bit of a checkered past, they check all that at the door because that team wins.
Exactly.
And he's basically described what has been going on in New England for 18 years.
It's culture, too, right?
Yeah, it is.
But you also create an energy and a fun, because everybody knows when you go to New England, man, it's going to be tough sledding because Bill Belichick,
serious.
It's not as fun, you know, and it's coming out with other players that's gone through the program, that's come out and just say, you know what, it's not as fun there or whatever the situation is. You know, Doug is going to have a fun environment. It's going to create a positive energy. You know, Bill Belichick is having you out there practicing in the rain when it's 20 degrees. He never practices inside, you know, so, right.
Always strains his players
every turn.
Yeah.
So that wears on you.
Yeah, that wears on you in a little bit, you know, and some guys might be good with it. Some other guys might not. They want to go and have fun. You want to have fun in this game. And I think right now, the way the Eagles are doing things is just the right way. And I think a lot of guys are going to be gravitating towards that.
Just the right balance where you know, I guess showing that you can have fun and win and have a culture, a positive
culture.
Job.
Yeah.
It's great.
Well, you played under Andy Reid, and Doug obviously came up through the Andy Reid coaching tree. So there's a lot of similarities there. Mm-hmm. You know, having fun is great and putting the work in and having everybody. You know, it was funny because you worked under Chip and the culture is better than scheme or all his silly little quotes. Mm-hmm. And we made fun of him by the end of his tenure here in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
But then we come to find out that the positive culture that Doug Peterson created maybe was one of the biggest X factors, how they overcame those injuries and came together and galvanized a unit and won a Super Bowl.
Absolutely, man. Because, I mean, that's what everybody had to feed off of. You need to have an environment where everybody looks forward to going to work. You don't want everybody waking up, oh, man, here we go. I got to go deal with this again. Everybody's looking forward to coming to work, you know, and the coach understands the grind that has to happen in the game. So it's not someone that just came up in the ranks as a coach. This is someone that actually played the game, that understands the grind, and also won a Super Bowl with the team as a player. So, you know, he can kind of speak to these guys and kind of help keep everybody focused. And then you have enough leaders to kind of help. Cause one of the things that when I talked to Doug one time is that, you know, he was like, look, man, all I did was give ownership to the players, and then now I just sit back and I steer the ship. Because when you have your leaders that's controlling the team, they're policing everybody, then now as a head coach, now all you got to do is just make sure everybody's going in the same direction. That makes your job a whole lot easier when you can sit back and do that and allow your leaders to carry your team.
Hmm. Yeah, if everybody's supposed to be pushing, everybody's pushing. Everybody's supposed to be pulling, they're pulling.
Yeah.
It's a great philosophy, and if you can get the buy-in, and it takes a little time to get that. But let me ask you this, because Doug Peterson, we see the famous video now of Nick Foles coming to the sideline before the half of the Super Bowl and saying, Philly?
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, sure. When a coach believes in his players like that, on a stage like that, and there's probably not a free agent that came here, there's probably not a draft pick that came in or a signee this offseason that hasn't had a chance to look at that type of video of Doug Peterson and go, what does that do for a player to go, okay, I want to play for that guy?
Exactly.
And it gets everything, right?
Yeah, man. I mean, to have that type of confidence, because he had, when you go back and you look at that clip, he had his paper out, that you know, the play calling sheet, and he had his finger down on a play that he was looking at, thinking about calling. And then when Foles suggested that play, it's kind of like, you know what? All right, yeah, let's do that. Now, what if he would have said, nah, you know what? I'm not feeling it. Let's go 94. You know, then everybody, and if the play would have got stopped.
Right.
Then now everybody would have been asking, well, what was Philly? That could have worked. You know, you should have ran that. Or taken three. You know, but the believing your players and to say, you know what? I trust that what you're seeing, and I'm going to call it. Man, everybody wants to come and play for this team. Everybody. It's not like basketball. Every football player right now that's out there would love to come and play for the Philadelphia Eagles right now.
All right, so that's obviously a play that they had worked on for many practices leading up to it, just waiting for the right moment to unveil it, right? But you're in the huddle out there, right? And here comes Nick from the sideline, and you're the left tackle.
Yeah.
And he says, Philly. What's the reaction from you and the – you know what I mean?
Like, are you sure?
Oh.
Is that right?
You know, you're like, say what now?
We're on the goal line playing the Patriots.
Yeah.
This isn't preseason week three.
Yeah, you call the play, and you're like, wait a minute, are you sure? Yeah, really? All right, are we on one? Are we on one? Okay, all right, let's do it. Then, you know, you just go from there. But as a player, man, you're just programmed to whatever's called. All right, let's go execute it, you know.
You see him in the huddle. Yeah. He comes in and then he calls it. Everybody kind of goes, okay. Even, and then you go, okay. Yeah, yeah. Even like, if it's acting here.
Even if it's a crazy play like that.
Yeah, you're like, all right, okay.
On one.
Yeah, on one. Okay, let's do it.
Andy was creative. Andy would do some weird stuff.
Yeah. We were like, you really? Oh, okay, on one. All right, let's do it.
you guys in week one, the one season against Dallas, onside kick the opening kickoff.
And then like he was like, all right, don't stand next to the sideline because we don't want them to think that we're going to onside kick it. I'm like, man, are you sure? You know, but
nobody onside kicks it.
And then they caught the ball and it was a touchdown. You know, but yeah, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Sean Payton do an onside kick in a Super Bowl against the Colts?
Was it in the second half?
The second half.
That's when that was against
the Colts.
Yeah, against the Colts. Yeah, Hank Baskett was the one.
Was he the Colts?
He missed the ball.
That's right.
Yeah.
He was on that. He was doing that show with his wife at the time. He was all heartbroken.
It threw off his focus.
Yes, sir.
There's always an Eagle involved, Larry.
I was on the back of the plane at one time, and he was telling me, "Hey, man, I think I'm going to marry." And I was like, "Dude, don't do it.
Yeah.
Please don't do it. You're going to, you know."
She's hot and all, but.
No. I don't think. I think you need to rethink this one, man. Yeah. You know, and I think I was the only one on the back of the plane that was like, no.
That was sound advice.
He was like, oh, yeah, you ever been somewhere where, you know, you're the only person in the room? And I was like, yeah, no, I haven't. And I don't think you still, no, don't do it.
You can justify it all you want.
Don't do it. Yeah. No.
I get why you want to, but you should not.
Yeah, just have your fun, do your thing, but no.
Get out.
All right, let's fill up the phone lines at 610-632-0975. It's Ask Trey. Here's the sweetener, though. We got a couple things today. It's Free Beer Friday. We're going to give those away with What Would Harry Do in the second half of the show. Two cases of Labatt Blue, the Canadian Pilsner crafted from two-row malted barley, and select aromatic hops for a crisp, clean taste. Always enjoy responsibly. You can get your questions in for What Harry to at 975 middays, WWHD. We'll do that in the second half of the show today.
What about What Would Trey Do?
What Would Trey Do?
I'm curious, what would Trey do?
That's a good question. But for Trey being here today, if the caller gets on the line, a good question, and Trey, you're the judge.
Okay.
Harry and I are going on vacation, man.
Gotcha.
We brought you in to do the heavy lifting today.
Okay.
So you're the judge. If the call is a good question or a good telephone call, they'll score tickets to FanFest coming up on August 25th.
Yes,
and
sir.
You will be there.
Yes, I will.
FanFest.
Yes. Looking forward to it.
Biggest party of the summer. Ben Simmons is going to be there. Did you see that?
Yeah.
You can get a picture with him, and both you guys look equal size.
Yeah, well, equal height. He's up there, man. I'm going to have my son come and
your
talk to
your son's that,
yeah,
yeah. Almost that tall, right?
Yeah, my son's 15, 6, 7, man, you know.
Ooh.
Yeah, and he was like, Dad, I want to play football. Son, no, no. You know, let's go work on your layups. You're 15, dude, 6, 7, no.
No reason to take contact.
Yeah,
no,
nah, man. Let's go work on that jump shot.
Yes.
All right. So, 3-and-D guy, ask Trey. Ask Trey here on the Midday Show today, 610-632-0975. All the usual accoutrement as well, Harry, on this Free Beer Friday. Coming up at noon, we've got the Nooner with Andrew. At 1 o'clock, we got Riled Up. So a lot to get to here on the program, all right?
Shander's already given us the throat slash sign.
I'll get into something else if he's going to do that.
No. It wasn't throat slash about content. It was throat slash about Harry.
Yeah.
I'm already out on Maze today.
All right, good. 610-632-0975.
Good.
Trey is back, and
yes,
we're loving
sir.
Back with more on the Midday Show, 97.5 The Fanatic.
How
about a win for the Phils? I'm Eitan Shader. This report brought to you by Lidl. Shop at Lidl to save on groceries through Wednesday. Get bananas, 25 cents per pound. Fresh chicken tenderloins, $1.99 per pound. Visit Lidl.com for more deals. Lidl, rethink grocery. So the Phils get a 5-4 close victory over the Baltimore Orioles. Nick Pivetta, Sir Anthony Dominguez, strong outings on the mound. Jorge Alfaro with his sixth homer of the year. Jake Arrieta will now open up a 3-game set with the Marlins before the All-Star game next week. Sixers with a major upset win in Summer League over the Phoenix Suns. Updated odds have the Raptors, even money favorites, to land Kawhi Leonard. And the NFL Hall of Fame will not individually honor Terrell Owens at the ceremony next month. Brian Westbrook, 4-5. Ben Simmons added to FanFest. If you missed any of our shows today, go to 97.5thefanatic.com or the Fanatic app for full show podcasts. I'm Eitan Shander. It's 97.5 The Fanatic.
And Martinez.
Middays.
On 97.5. The Fanatic. Eagles training camp is less than 2 weeks away. Stay with 97.5 The Fanatic for breaking birds news from the most respected football broadcasters in the business. Westbrook, Jaws, Shefty, Sal Pal, and your favorite football fanatics. Plus, listen to Tim McManus calling in live from camp and on the Eagles beat all season. The pursuit of another championship starts. Now, this is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Well, if you've been thinking about replacing your home's windows and doors but decided to put it off until after summer, let me tell you why you should reconsider. See, rather than wait for a busy season when demand is much higher, you can take advantage of some incredible discounts right now at Guided Door and Window. They're offering their best discounts of the year, 40% off. That's right, off all professionally installed windows and doors during the month of July. That's right, you'll receive 40% off each window you buy, every window, and you also get 40% off any door, including entry doors, patio doors, garage doors, and storm doors. Plus, no money down, and you can take advantage of Guided's interest-free financing for up to 12 months. So don't wait until fall like everyone else. Go to Guided right now so you can take advantage of these tremendous savings. All prior sales excluded. The offer expires July 31st. So call Guided today and schedule a free no-obligation in-home estimate at 1-877-GO-GUIDED or check them out online. GoGuided.com. That's Go, G-U-I-D-A.com.
Someone is searching your name or business online. What will they find? Do you have negative search results online? Do you have false accusations, records from a legal situation, or bad press from your past? To reclaim your reputation, call 1-888-WE-DELETE or visit GuaranteedRemovals.com. That's 1-888-933-3538 or visit GuaranteedRemovals.com. If there is any negative information about you online, GuaranteedRemovals.com will permanently delete it for you. That's right, it is possible to remove negative content from the internet. And GuaranteeRemovals.com is the only company focusing on permanently deleting negative online content. We have successfully removed over 10,000 links, including news articles, arrest records, legal documents, business complaints, blogs, pictures, videos, and more. We offer a no-money-upfront guarantee. You don't pay until your online content is removed. Call 1-888-WE-DELETE to talk to our dedicated specialists who are here to assist you. That's 1-888-933-3538 or GuaranteedRemovals.com.
Is another financial crisis coming? Analysts say yes, and many say it'll be much, much worse. Your IRA or 401k could suffer major losses. How do you protect yourself? Consider cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin has seen over 700% gains in 2017 alone, even with the recent downturn. Now's your best chance to get in. Many financial experts say it's just the beginning and that Bitcoin could hit $100,000 by the end of the year. Once the big institutional money starts pouring in, the real explosion begins. Get in before that happens. Crypto-based IRA is your opportunity. You can now diversify into an IRS-approved cryptocurrency IRA. That's right, it's IRS-approved. As predicted, Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies are going mainstream. Get ready to ride the biggest financial wave in history. You don't need to be an expert. Simply call crypto-based IRA to get started. Call now, 800-902-5200. 800-902-5200. 800-902-5200. We do not provide legal, tax, or investment advice. Cryptocurrency is considerable risk. Read more at CBIRA.com.
The world's best soccer clubs return for the International Champions Cup. You've heard their stories, the triumphant victories that are rejoiced, respected, feared. Now they come together to compete in the greatest tournament on U.S. soil. Don't miss Juventus versus FC Bayern at Lincoln Financial Field, Wednesday, July 25th. Get your tickets at internationalchampionscup.com. On sale now. Champions meet here.
Hey, New Jersey. See the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators before Tuesday, and we'll cover the sales tax on everything in our stores. Choose from more than 400 varieties of beautiful pre-finished hardwood, bamboo, laminate, woodlook, waterproof flooring, and more. All in the latest styles, starting at just 58 cents. Plus, the sales tax is on us, but only until Tuesday. Visit Lumber Liquidators. .com for a store near you. Valid in New Jersey locations only. July 11th to July 17th, 2018.
Don't miss the Summer RV Show on sale at the Gloucester Premium Outlets Friday through Sunday, July 13th, 14th, and 15th. Huge discounts, top trade values, and special finance rates at the Gloucester Premium Outlets at Exit 7B on Route 42, Blackwood, New Jersey.
More Fanatic Sports Talk in 60 seconds.
All right, everybody. This is a payday bar. It's made of a truckload of peanuts, sweet caramel, and gumption. Good old-fashioned gumption. Period. Doesn't matter that a payday bar is 10.5 centimeters long, or that the king size bar is 14.7 centimeters long, or that one time I ate a payday bar and built a three-story doghouse. No. All that matters is that a payday bar gives you the energy to keep doing whatever you're doing, because it's made of peanuts and caramel. The gumption bit, well, that's up to you, really. Payday. Get to it.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive, truly free installation on minimum purchases of $699. No hidden fees and no surprises, so the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Imagine free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
Sports Talk for West Grove and all of Chester County. 97.5. The Fanatic.
10:31 on the Midday Show. Maze Martinez and Trey Thomas today on a big... We're going to call this a Football Friday, Jason.
I'm totally in favor of that.
I mean, why not? It's, yeah. It's our last day before a week's vacation. By the time we come back, it's going to be training camp week. Right?
That's exactly right. It'll be the week of. Yeah.
So, well, we'll call this a Football Friday with Trey Thomas. But the 10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. When you're out there searching for windows, search windownation.com.
Yeah, it's great to have Trey back again. Ask Trey questions here the first 2 hours of the program. If you ask a good question, as determined by Trey. If you got a problem and he doesn't think you made the cut, then you can email him. 610-632-0975. The good questions will receive a pair of tickets to go to FanFest coming up August 25th at Xfinity Live. Also, Caller of the Week honors will be named today. What would Harry do in the second half of the show? So a lot to get to. So let's get to a call, Trey. Let's see if somebody can qualify for a pair of tickets. You ready to judge?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Mark in Delaware starts us off on the Fanatic. Mark, how are you?
Hey, I'm great, guys. Jason, Harry, have a great vacation. Looking forward to you guys getting back and talking about training camp.
Yeah, you and us both.
Yes. Hey, Jason, I actually sent you something on Twitter last night. If you could answer back before you go, that'd be great. Just got a quick question for Trey to try to win these tickets. So, anyway, Trey, going back to only your football career, what was the most memorable event ever? Was it when you got drafted? Was it when you got signed to Florida State? What was it?
I think my most memorable football experience would be going up against Derek Thomas, you know, who was, you know, considered one of the best pass rushers in the game. It was my rookie year. Ray Rose gave this ridiculous pregame speech that I'm pretty sure a lot of people have heard about. And that was that game. Okay. You know, and everybody was messing around with me. Oh man, you got Derek Thomas coming to town. He had already set the single game sack record. You know, and you know, it was just one of those major moments in my career that kind of just always stuck with me. But just going up against him, I held him to zero tackles, zero sacks.
Wow.
I remember that. That was great.
That's a feather in your cap.
Just a little one.
that was what, back in like 98 or something?
Yeah, that was 98. Yep, 98.
Yep.
My rookie year, man.
That was great. I enjoy listening to you on the radio and television and everything. Good luck, everything you do.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it. Right. He qualifies for the tickets.
Yeah, that's a good question.
That's a good question. Well, I guess one of the questions that we want to ask the audience is, because I have this word of issues stuck in my head. I want to know if people have any issues going into this Philly or this Eagle season. Mm-hmm. You know, I've said my only issue that I can come up with, and it's not even a major issue, it's just maybe a little lack of depth at linebacker. But like Harry said, I have full faith that if they notice in training camp and in the preseason that there is a lack of depth and they need some more depth at that position, that this general manager, with the consultation of Joe Douglas and Andy Wydell, are going to identify the right guys to go outside and bolster that position and, again, put them in a great position to win a Super Bowl for the second straight year.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's
all the faith in the world.
There's that, and then, you know, I just sort of thought the left side of the offensive line.
Yeah.
Can you keep that together the way they did last year? Because can you count on Jason Peters for 16 regular season games?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Or be healthy for the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, I think one of the things you're going to really have to be concerned about is the chemistry between he and Wisniewski. I keep pronouncing his name wrong. I don't know.
Wiz.
Wiz, you know. Just to see how the chemistry is between those two. Because, I mean, you know, on the right side is good with Brooks and Johnson but you have to make sure that left side is important because, you know, with Wentz coming back, it's his left knee that was injured. And you don't want a lot of guys flying around that injured leg, mm-hmm. you know, because, you know, you want to make sure that's stout right there. Because you want Wentz to feel extremely comfortable being able to step into throws. So you want to make sure that left side is solid. They need to be locked down because while we're on that phase of knocking the rust off Wentz, because he's not going to get any preseason. Mm-hmm. So he's going to step right into a game. So you're going to need to make sure that left side is tight, you know, just going into it.
Yeah, he's going right into live bullets.
Oh, yeah.
In games that mean everything right out of the chute, whether it's week one or whatever week it is. Yeah, when you look at Jason Peters, it's amazing. He's had some pretty significant injuries in his career, but he misses very little action.
Yeah.
Since he became an Eagle, that was way back in 2009, if you
guys remember. Yeah, I remember.
15th? Yeah, you remember.
I was sitting home.
He was your replacement. came from Buffalo.
Yeah.
He played 15, 13, 14, 16, 16, 14, 16, and then 7 games last year. Mm-hmm. He's coming off a couple of Achilles that he dealt with, and now he's coming off this knee injury. Can he get back to that form and give you what, at his age, and I think he's, what, 36 years old at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's 36. He's going to be 37 coming up in January.
He's kind of a freak.
Man, yeah, ridiculous. Just absolutely ridiculous. And he understands the game. You know, I think that Jason Peters, I went out and watched a couple of practices during OTAs, and I mean, he was just moving around like it was his sixth, seventh year. You know, he's extremely athletic. Has
former a tight end.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking to Brandon Brooks about him one time, and just talking about some of the things that Jason Peters does extremely well. Like he has the ability to sit down on the bull rush and then activate his feet and turn it into a drive block. You know, that's extremely difficult to do, you know, as an offensive tackle. He can do that. He understands also when you have a defensive end out there, depending on which foot the defensive end has back, does he need to set him or does he need to jump him? He understands that game as well. He understands when to punch. Now, the problem is how he and Wiz continue to develop, because the injury that Jason Peters had during the season was because Wiz threw his guy into Jason Peters' knee. Mm. You know, so that's something that you're going to have to make sure you clear up, and you're going to need those guys to trust each other because you're protecting a quarterback that's coming off of a knee injury. So, you know, you really need to make sure that things are tight.
It's a wonder that doesn't happen more often with all those, you know, to the linemen. You know,
yeah.
They can't even see it. They're engaged and they're blocking. All of a sudden, some guy comes flying into their legs and
rolls
stuff.
Them up.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And that's why I always tell every tackle that's in the, or any offensive lineman that's in the game, wear knee braces.
Wear the brace.
I know it's not sexy. I know it's not the, you know, whatever it is, but man, you need to wear knee braces because half of our injuries is because somebody rolled up on our knees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just you're right. It doesn't look as good, but yeah, if you want to, your best asset as a football player is availability.
Yeah,
no question about it. The offensive line in total, Jason Kelce had a phenomenal year.
Yes,
last year. This coaching staff found a way to really accentuate his strengths. Can they be as good or better than they were last year?
Absolutely.
Because Lane's great on the right side.
Yeah, Lane is good. Brandon Brooks is good. Kelce is out there solid. And also, I think that the good addition also is having Wiz out there. Is you have two centers out there that's making calls. So when you have two guys out there that see the game the same way, you're not going to get beat by a lot of blitzes. That's why when
they
you go
understand
back,
the protections.
Yeah, they understand the protection.
Yeah, call
you,
them out.
Yeah, and when you go back and you look at that New England game, man, the Super Bowl, I mean, these guys – no one got beat from different blitz. No, none of the blitzers came through clean. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was the best I've ever seen that line switch things off, pick up everybody. The running backs were on point. Everybody was on the same page. And I think having that extra guy up there that can see the defense and call it helps.
Yeah. And they were extremely prepared for that Super Bowl, weren't they?
Yeah. You talk about that week one matchup for Jason Peters, Vic Beasley.
Yeah.
Pretty good player.
Speed rusher.
Yeah.
Out of the chute.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
But, is he a one trick pony kind of guy?
I think he's going to have to work some different moves. But I'm going to tell you this. Jason Peters understands that defensive end has his inside foot back. He's going to jump him and he's going to get in his face and throw off his timing. And a lot of young guys, they don't understand. Mm-hmm. That.
Is that him being the aggressor?
Yes.
And dictating, right?
Yeah,
as opposed to being
instead
passive.
Of sitting back, you know, and it comes with being a vet, and then it comes from just watching film, and then it comes from just understanding how to count steps. Yeah. You can't do anything without the proper footwork, and Jason Peters understands that.
Yeah, that's it's really interesting.
It's a real nuance of the game.
Yeah,
it really is.
But he can go, he's watching film of the guy, he goes, I know how I'm going to handle this guy already.
Yeah.
If I just stick my arm into his shoulder and his left shoulder right away, I got the advantage right out of the chute, and then he's going to be making up ground.
Exactly. But he and Steph, I mean, Wiz, need to be on the same page. They have to have that communication, be able to talk, do it so that they're all on the same level so you don't have a repeat of what happened last year.
Yeah. Coming up, I want to ask you a question. I want you to think about this during the break because you played for the Eagles for a long time and you got to some really important football games with this Eagles franchise. When they won the Super Bowl last year, I want you to encapsulate how it made you feel. As a guy who got to a Super Bowl and you guys wanted to bring it home so bad.
Yeah.
I want to get your feelings on what it was like when it finally happened for the fans of Philadelphia. 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. Trey is back. Your chance to score tickets to FanFest with good questions for Trey. It's Ask Trey Day right here on the Midday Show. But I got to tell you about this year. It's one of the worst on record for severe storms. And what these storms do is they take a toll on your house or your home, especially on the roof. Lots of roofing companies come out of the woodwork and take advantage of homeowners during times like these. They know that you're desperate and your home's vulnerable. So what do? They hike up the prices accordingly because they know you got to pay. Well, that's never going to happen when you call Roofing Nation. In fact, Roofing Nation is offering 50% off a new roof with 0% interest until 2020. Roofing Nation's expert installers use GAF certified materials and they guarantee one day installation of your new roof so you can finally rest easy knowing that your home, your family, and all your possessions inside are safe. Now, if summer storms have wreaked havoc on your home, now's the time to replace that old damaged roof for a fraction of the cost. Just call Roofing Nation now for 50% off a GAF certified roof and no interest till 2020. That also includes lifetime shingles and a lifetime warranty, not to mention that one-day installation. You're not going to be inconvenienced. It's a great deal. So you call 833-4NATION or you visit roofingnation.com. Number again, 833-4NATION or visit roofingnation.com.
Bays and Martinez, middays on 97.5 The Fanatic. What are you doing this weekend? Headed to the beach? Maybe the Poconos?
From the mountain.
Possibly a tropical island getaway? No matter where you're headed, take 97.5 The Fanatic along with you. Just download our app from the App Store or Google Play and hear us wherever you go.
If you've got a phone, you've got a radio.
Go with it. Weekends are meant from 97.5 The Fanatic. Tune in.
All right, everybody, calm down. Tina, feet off the table.
All right, campers, welcome to Camp Hoagiewana. Today's activities are hiking Mount Hoagieton, rafting the Great Hoagiewatha, and of course, the legendary Wawa Run. But first, the Hoagiewana Pledge.
Hoagie Fest is back at Wawa, and more Hoagie-licious than ever, with $3 juniors, $4 shorties, and $5 classics all Hoagie Fest long. It's Hoagie season!
Yay! Go get 'em, campers!
With over 100 fountain drink choices available at every Wawa, that means there are over 100 different ways to satisfy your thirst. And right now, you can grab a 32-ounce fountain drink for $1. Gotta have a Wawa. Limited time only. See store for details.
Nothing like the sound of the beach.
What is that?
For the first time ever, Hot Turkey is here at Hoagie Fest. Come on down to Wawa for a hot turkey. And of course, our famous gobbler, the all-new Hoagie Fest. It's Hoagie season.
Philly fans, who's ready for a road trip to Nashville to see the birds? Big Game Travel has chartered a private plane just for you and has planned the ultimate weekend in the Music City. Travel in style as we stay in the heart of downtown Nashville and provide transportation, tours, parties, and a game day experience that includes a ticket and tailgate party that you'll never forget. Details at BigGameTravel.com. Spots are going fast, so visit BigGameTravel.com today and book your trip so you don't miss it.
Score big all month long with the best deals at Murray Kia. Head to Murray Kia today and check out the all-new 2018 Kia Stinger. Shop Murray Kia in Conshohocken and MurrayKia.com. Hurry into Murray for America's best value summer event.
The Sports Talk continues right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
From weather to traffic and everything in between, you have enough things to worry about every day. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Are your credit cards maxed out? Do you owe more than $10,000? Are you juggling your bills, only making minimum payments? Credit card companies are playing a dirty trick on you. They want you to think you must pay it all back, and that's simply not true. Credit card companies hate it when we expose their secrets. In fact, there are ways you can become debt-free, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. National Debt Relief offers programs that help you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $1 billion of debt. National Debt Relief has earned an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. They're also the number one rated debt relief program by top consumer reviews and top 10 reviews. Don't declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. Settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call National Debt Relief now at 800-314-4789. 800-314-4789. 800-314-4789.
More Fanatic Sports Talk in 60 seconds.
Engineering firms, insurance companies, first responders, outdoor events. Different organizations need different drones for different reasons, but they all trust the same company, Influential Drones. Whether your project is custom or routine, large or small, day or night, domestic or international, trust Influential Drones for the help you need. For a free quote on sales, service, training, and more, call 856-281-7545 or visit influentialdrones.com. That's influentialdrones.com.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive, truly free installation on minimum purchases of $699. No hidden fees and no surprises, so the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Imagine free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
Fanatic Fan Fest, presented by Tropicana Resort and Casino, is coming up on Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live. Brought to you by Rasta Impasta and Influential Drones. Go to 975thefanatic.com for more details and for a chance to win tickets.
Get excited! 13 minutes in front of 11, Mays Martinez middays on a football, our first football Friday. A free beer football Friday. It could be better.
That's right? A lot of alliteration there.
I'll take it, though.
Yeah.
Because we're all chomping at the bit for football. It's back today. Trey's with us. Back here on the Fanatic as well. We're pleased to have him back. But Trey, I asked you a question before the break. I wanted you to really kind of think about it, because I know it's stirred a lot in a lot of people. We know what it did to a generation of fans, Eagle fans, that for years thought they weren't going to get the ultimate glory before they passed on. So the older generation saw some opportunities and they slip away. And then, you know, we see people just reacting in different ways. Tears of joy, disbelief. I think there's still some disbelief that the Eagles actually won a Super Bowl, even on July 13th, on a Friday the 13th in the middle of the summer after. But when it finally happened, that ball hit the ground on that Tom Brady Hail Mary when the Eagles were up by eight. And the culmination happened, and they won a Super Bowl. What was the feeling that came over you?
Man, I was just extremely excited and just proud of just what happened. You know, just being able to just watch the journey that these guys went through with all the guys that were lost, that were injured, and Doug just being able to keep this team together and to be able to go and knock the New England Patriots off their pedestal was unbelievable. I you know, when you still have time on the clock, you're sitting there watching Brady like, man, you know, there's still time on the clock. Yeah, you have to just hold your breath. But man, it was just phenomenal to see that these guys actually went out there and pulled off what so many have tried to do and bring a championship back to the city.
Yeah,
you know,
it's incredible.
Yeah,
I mean, you played 166 games for the Eagles. You started 165.
Yeah.
And to see that team finish the job.
Yeah.
I know for a lot of the guys that had played for this team for so long, because you guys grew attached and you live here now.
Yeah.
You grew attached to the fan base and the plight.
Mm-hmm. And we're fans too now, you know, because we're sitting on the outside cheering these guys on just like everyone else. And, you know, we want to see them win just like everyone else. So I enjoy the process of it. I plan on going to training camp, going out there, watching practices and doing all of that stuff and just enjoying watching these guys put in work because, you know, that's what we're supposed to do as ex-players, you know, go out there and support. If there's anything that I see, they know that they have my ear. And if I could talk to them about something, I'd show it. You know, if Doug would let me come in there and just watch film and give pointers, I would do it
for free
just because I love the game and it's what we love to do and would love and just want to see these guys succeed.
That's it. You love football.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because there's a lot of guys I'm sure that you played with that it was a job, but they didn't really love the game. Once the game's over, they're not watching other teams on television.
Yeah.
And the game, once their career was over, they were done with football.
Yeah.
You know?
You played with, John Wellborn, was like that.
Right.
He didn't care about sports at all.
Yeah.
It was a job.
I find that kind of amazing.
Yeah.
Right? Because all that you have to put yourself through for that game to be great at that level, I would think you'd have to love it.
No, you have to.
Yeah.
You know,
I didn't last.
I'm like that guy that's like calling guys like, you know, hey BG, man, I was watching the game. Like, now he's still playing the game and I'm leaving a message on his voicemail. Hey, man, I think you need to come with this move here on this.
Brandon Graham.
Brandon Graham or Lane Johnson. I'm like, hey, man, you were dragging your inside foot a little bit on this one particular play. I leave
now,
messages.
How do they react to that?
They don't call me back.
They don't?
Your number's blocked now.
You know, they're like, all right, Trey, man, for real, dude. Like, you know. You know I'm still playing, but the first thing I get in my phone is a voicemail from you giving me technique. Yes. I want to look at it. When you go back and watch it on film, know that, all right, I'm trying to help you.
Right.
But then they don't call me back, you know, and it's okay. I get it.
Well, maybe like your little tip just resonated enough in Brandon Graham's mind that on the strip sack of Tom Brady, that was the difference. So we have you to thank.
Who knows, you know.
Where's your ring?
Yeah. You know, everybody asks, hey, man, do you get a ring? No, I want one, but, you know, it's cool.
But he's talking about, you know, holding his breath, you know, that for the Hail Mary, because it's that guy, you know, 12. You're like, there's certain other guys, Aaron Rodgers you'd do that for, probably Drew Brees.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Ben Roethlisberger probably, right?
Yeah.
You know, but there's, that's about it, right?
But, man, when you have any time on the clock and the ball is in Tom Brady's hand, you're like, oh, God.
Yeah. Well, the year before, you look where, you know, the Atlanta Falcons had them pinned after the first half. You think, oh, this is over. And then all the onslaught of the second half happens, and the Patriots win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, man, it's one of those teams that you just can never count out. And, I mean, they weren't stopping anything when it came to the pass.
Right,
he had over
500 yards.
500 yards in the air, man. I mean, you know. All you can do is just hold your breath, man. Can we please get one more stop? But I mean, Barnett had a really nice play coming off of that. You know, he had a really good rush. And then, you know, BG almost got there again.
I'm expecting a big year, a second year from Barnett.
I am too.
Yeah.
He showed flashes, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he's coming around.
We're going to be back to the phones in just a minute. But I see here that on Colin Coward's show, he ranked the top 10 offensive arsenals in the NFL. So this is the arsenal in total. The quarterback, receivers,
running backs, tight ends,
line, yeah. everything. And you need all of that to have a successful offense, as was evidenced, obviously, in that Super Bowl, mm-hmm. where it was offense galore. So he ranks them going into this season as follows. The Pittsburgh Steelers, number one. It's hard to argue with.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we start with number one?
Yeah, we'll go with number one. Steelers with Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell. Is that anticlimactic the way I did it?
I thought we'd start with maybe number five.
Okay, well, we started one, and that's Pittsburgh. Okay. I'll work backwards for you now, Harry. Green Bay is number 10.
Okay, now we're going backwards. Okay,
so Green Bay at 10. The Vikings at 9 with Kirk Cousins.
Okay, Green Bay lost Jordy Nelson.
Yes.
Yeah.
And but you're coming back with a healthy Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. Can he stay healthy? We saw the effect when he went out, not only on the Vegas line, but that team when he was gone.
Oh, yeah. Well, Nobody means more to a line than that guy. Yeah, think, right?
That's what we were told last year. Yeah. The Dallas Cowboys at number 8, which is a bit of a head-scratcher. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have Ezekiel Elliott, who won't be facing a suspension. And
I know, but you lost.
A bounce back of Dak, but where's the receiver?
You lost Dez, and you lost the tight end.
Yeah.
Witten's gone.
Yeah,
Witten's
gone. I know he was old. And I know Dez was kind of overrated, but still, who'd they replace them with? They got Tavon Austin, didn't they?
Yeah, he was the former Ramrod
receiver. Right, he's down there.
Yeah, and then your offensive line is coming back.
Yeah, the offensive line is really good. That's probably why they're...
That adds a lot to it. The Los Angeles Chargers and Philip. A lot of people hot on this team, including you.
Yeah,
Under Philip Rivers, the Los Angeles Chargers are 7th. The New England Patriots are ranked 6th as the one of the top offensive arsenals. Anytime you got Brady, they're going to be an issue. New Orleans Saints come in at number 5. Drew Brees, Kamara, that running game.
That's a dynamic team.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And if you remember how they lost last year against the Vikings.
Crazy play.
Yeah. Number 4, the Philadelphia Eagles. Okay. That's the 4th-ranked offensive arsenal in the NFL. The Rams at 3. The Falcons at 2, and as I mentioned, the Pittsburgh Steelers at number 1. Mm. It's pretty accurate, right? Yeah, I feel pretty good about that ranking.
Well, yeah, you think about it. Alshon Jeffrey coming back. You know, Nelson Aguilar has found himself. Mm-hmm. You know, they add Wallace. You got Mac Hollins, who I think could have a nice sophomore year.
Mm-hmm.
Zach Ertz, and now Dallas Goedert at tight end. I mean, that's receiving. I'm just a little concerned about the blocking aspect. Mm-hmm. Of that trade, because you know Selleck was essentially a 6th offensive lineman when he was in there, and
that can run routes
exactly. You know, but that's a big asset.
Yeah, it is, and I know that's going to be one of the things that they're going to focus on, to just try to get him up to speed. I mean, and then with this offense, you know, are you asking the tight end to get out there and try to stop a big defensive end? All you want him to do is get in the way. Just get in the way. Don't get bookend where you're forcing the running back inside. I mean, stretch it a little bit, especially if you have Jason Peters on this side and there's a combination block outside. I take that matchup any day with Jason Peters out there. And I think these tackles are getting strong enough as run blockers that, now you look at the tackles, when they have to do any type of combination blocks with the tight ends, I feel comfortable with those guys out there. Now, if you're telling that the tight end to take on Harrison by himself.
You know,
I don't care who you put out there.
Right.
You know, it's gonna look bad.
Yeah, that was out of necessity when Jason Peters went down to just buy an extra half a second, right?
Yeah, just give me just a little bit.
Big Daddy Kane's got a concern heading into the season. His is that we may regret not re-signing LeGarrette Blount. He's all over the 2017 highlight reel. But you got Jay Ajayi now as your main guy.
Yeah, and I think Jay Ajayi was a much better blitz pickup guy. You know, Blount, if you give me playoff Blount and Super Bowl Blount, I take that. You give me Minnesota Blount, I take that Blount. But some of those other games in the regular season, Blount, I pass on that one.
Yeah, oh, this first night of vacation, I'm taking that Blount.
Yeah, you got to take that Blount.
Exactly right. You don't have the lung capacity for that, Harry.
You're not as young as you once were, Harry. Questions for Trey coming up. We'll rattle them off right after the break. And your shot at a pair of FanFest tickets. Mays Martinez and Trey Thomas in the house. He's back, Harry. And we're back with more on the Midday Show after this.
Hey, can you believe this weather? You know, for every cool day, there's one that actually feels like summer. And when it's summer, you sweat. All men sweat. I know when my face is hot, I really need a cool, close shave to feel cool and clean again. And that's one of the reasons why I love Harry's. The Harry's handle, that lets me get in nice and close without any nicks or cuts. Even when I'm overheated now, it's a shave I know you're going to love too. So you got to give it a try with the Harry's Shave Set. You're going to get a quality 5-blade razor, the great weighted handle, the rich foaming shave gel, and the travel cover. But here's the deal. For a limited time, Harry's has a special offer for listeners of this show. New customers will get $5 off a shave set from Harry's with the code Harry at harrys.com. That means you're going to get the trial set with the 5-blade razor, the weighted handle, the foaming shave gel, and the travel cover, all for just $3. Plus, you get free shipping when you use the code Harry at harrys.com. Now, that's way less than you're going to pay for the drugstore blades. And you can join the millions of guys who've already switched. And go to harrys.com today. Use the code Harry at checkout and claim your offer.
First place, I'm Eitan Shander. This report brought to you by Jersey Mike's Subs. If meat and bread are the backbone of a sub, then Mike's way is the heart and soul. Lettuce and tomatoes, onions and spices all drizzled in the juice. That's the difference. Jersey Mike's, via sub above. Phils escaped Baltimore with a close 5-4 win last night. Nick Pivetta started it. Sir Anthony Dominguez ended it. Now Jake Arrieta will open up a 3-game set with the Marlins before the All-Star game break at the start of next week. It was a major upset in Summer League. The Sixers took down the Phoenix Suns. Elsewhere in the NBA, updated odds have the Raptors as even money favorites to land Kawhi Leonard. Isaiah Thomas signs a 1-year deal with the Nuggets. The NFL Hall of Fame will not individually honor Terrell Owens at the ceremony next month. Brian Westbrook with Mike from 4 to 5. Ben Simmons, latest addition to FanFest. If you missed any of our shows today, go to 975thefanatic.com or the Fanatic app for full show podcasts. I'm Eitan Shander. It's 975 The Fanatic.
And Martinez.
Middays.
On 97.5.
The Fanatic.
On Saturday, August 25th, The Fanatic is holding the 5th annual Fan Fest from Xfinity Live. Tickets are free, but you have to win them on The Fanatic. Now, why would you want to take a beautiful Saturday in August and come to Fan Fest?
Here's what to expect.
Bikini Beach, beer, live bands, exotic sports cars, a London trip giveaway to watch some football, interactive events, Sal Pal, Eric Caramel, Ron Jaworski, and Tom McGinnis all on site. Super Bowl champion Brent Celek. And just added, NBA Rookie of the Year, Ben Simmons. Ben is brought to us by Coors Light, the official partner of the Philadelphia 76ers. Fanatic Fan Fest, Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live. Brought to you by the Tropicana Atlantic City.
We're sending you there.
Stay tuned for your free tickets only from 97.5 The Fanatic.
You like a good fit. We get it. Your best running shoes, your lucky cap, your favorite pair of jeans. Your favorite things feel made for you. Your education should, too. University of Maryland University College was founded more than 70 years ago to serve working adults and the military. Today, we continue that tradition by offering frequent start dates so that you can get started on your schedule. With convenient online learning and by providing no-cost online resources replacing most textbooks. Because a college education can work for your wallet, too. University of Maryland University College. State University. Global campus. Made for you. UMUC's undergraduate business programs were designed with you in mind. Take advantage of bachelor's degrees in fields like accounting, finance, human resources management, marketing, and more. Grow the skills today that will help you become a leader tomorrow. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Whoa, it's the sprint turn.
Southspot, what are you doing here, little guy?
I want to hear about the remarkable new 9.7-inch Apple iPad.
It's so great. The new iPad is like a computer, but also completely unlike any computer.
Whoa, true duality.
Pretty cool, huh?
And it works with Apple Pencil?
Yeah, and this weekend only when you switch to Sprint Unlimited Plus, with all the features you love for a price you love, you'll also get a new iPad on Sprint.
On Sprint is awesome, baby. Let's tell as many humans as we can.
This weekend only, switch to Unlimited Plus from Sprint and you'll get a brand new iPad on us. Visit your Sprint store, sprint.com/promotions, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Requires new lines of service. Approved credit and 30-day activation fees. Speed maximums, use rules and restrictions apply. iPad on us after $100 via MasterCard prepaid. Reward mailed after 60 days in good standing at $15 per month. Credit apply within 2 bills. Pay $4.17 a month for 24 months. If you cancel early, remain in balance. Due taxes due at sale.
Time to have a ball. At Ocean Resort Casino Atlantic City, you can get everything your heart and taste buds desire. Enjoy a delicious dry-aged steak at American Cut. Take in amazing ocean views over house-made pasta at Dolce Mare. And satisfy your cravings with an array of casual dining options. Come have a ball at the Ocean AC. Now open, theoceanac.com. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, New Jersey. See the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators before Tuesday, and we'll cover the sales tax on everything in our stores. Choose from more than 400 varieties of beautiful pre-finished hardwood, bamboo, laminate, woodlook, waterproof flooring, and more. All in the latest styles, starting at just 58 cents. Plus, the sales tax is on us, but only until Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Valid in New Jersey locations only. July 11th to July 17th, 2018.
Don't miss all the Soul action starting this weekend on 97.5 The Fanatic, brought to you by Sabre On Point, proud sponsor of the Philadelphia Soul.
More Fanatic sports talk in 60 seconds.
Hi, this is Anthony Gargano. I want to tell you about the best cooler out there, Arctic Coolers. They're not your cheap plastic coolers. They are premium coolers that can keep your ice cold up to 10 days. That's right, 10 days. Order now. Save up to 60% versus the competition. All drinkware, now 20% off, including their popular 30-ounce tumblers, gallon jugs, and new sport bottles, which keeps ice cold for 24-plus hours. Not available in stores. Only available online at ArcticCoolers.com. R-T-I-C. Coolers.com. Arctic Coolers. Overbuilt, not overpriced.
Introducing new life-proof, slip-resistant wood-look porcelain tile from The Home Depot. Starting at just $1.99 a square foot, it's 50% more slip-resistant than ordinary tile. It's waterproof, stain-proof, scratch-resistant, and works indoors or out. Step confidently in your kitchen, bathroom, patio, or any area of your home with new life-proof, slip-resistant porcelain tile. Just $1.99 a square foot. Only at The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Selection varies by store. Slip-resistance based on tiles that meet a DCOF less than or equal to 0.42.
Gargano in the morning. Martinez and Mays midday. Missinelli afternoon. It's Philly's best sports talk, period. This is 97.5 The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia. A Beasley Media Group station. Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios. Only from Comcast.
Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, Mays Martinez, 97.5 The Fanatic. It's the midday show with Trey Thomas. Back in the saddle once again. Trey back, and your chance to score FanFest tickets for August 25th at Xfinity Live. Good questions for Trey. Score tickets. And one of the things that came out last night via John Clark in this New York Post article, Ben McAdoo saying, how much success has Philly had? I think they're going to have a hard time handling success. Well, a Philly Philadelphia Eagle player has responded, Harry.
Yeah, Jalen Mills, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was asked about McAdoo's thoughts on SiriusXM NFL radio Thursday night, last night. He says, as far as the outside noise, I think we handled that well this past year, and it showed. So basically what McAdoo said, it's kind of irrelevant.
Yeah, and so is he.
Yeah. McAdoo, yeah.
Yeah. What is he doing right now?
I can't imagine he's broadcasting, is he?
No, he's not broadcasting.
Imagine seeing that hairdo on TV every week.
And wow. A mustache.
Oh, it's so, it's like disturbing his look.
Yeah.
He needs a fashion consultant.
Like he drives around in a Firebird.
Yeah, he does. Like a 78 T-top Firebird.
Yeah.
And like pumping some bad music or something like that.
Yeah, with a leather jacket in the summertime.
Members only coat or something. 610-632-0975. We're breaking down the Eagles, and in this next hour, Trey, we're going to also break down the defensive side of the ball. We really kind of dove into the offensive side there, including Carson Wentz and knocking that rust off. But we're going to get into the defensive side as well, because it's my contention. I think it's your contention. I believe it's Harry's contention, and a lot of people agree that they're going into this season with a better roster than the one that won the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah, absolutely. I think so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How Nick Foles has handled this offseason, by the way, has been a stroke of a masterclass.
Yeah.
He's just the things he said, he's handled all the appearances with Ellen and Good Morning America and all that stuff with grace and dignity. And we appreciate that.
It has been elegant.
With Ellen?
Yeah, Ellen, the talk show.
Did you see that? Did you watch it?
I watched the clips that were people posted online.
I didn't see that.
I'm not a big Ellen guy, Harry.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
I don't know if that strikes you strange or not. But let's get to the phone. Let's talk to the people. We'll ask Trey here on the Midday Show. Drew in Pennsburg joins us on The Fanatic. How you doing today, Drew?
Good. How are you guys doing?
What's up?
First, have a good vacation next week. Trey, glad you're back. I have a two-part question, but first I want to share a memory. Back in the Lehigh days of training camp, what the Eagles used to do is, you know, pick a young kid, and they would actually carry the Eagles player's helmet to the locker room. Well, I carried Trey's helmet when I was like 9, 10 years old.
Get out.
Yeah, and, you know, well, I was jogging. He was just walking slowly, but for me to keep up with, that was like a full sprint, but that's something I never forget, so thank you for that.
Awesome.
My first question, I know as a professional, you guys are working out, you know, all year, but when do you really start kicking in gear for training camp? Is it July 4th? You know, that's like, all right, time to, you know, kick it in gear now. And second, did you enjoy or did you dread the 2 days, dog days of August at Lehigh in the dorms? Okay. Have a good rest of the day, guys.
All right,
thanks,
buddy.
Man. Appreciate all right, it. Let's see. Now, I think nowadays with athletes, they're training year-round. Mm-hmm. There is no, all right, let me ramp it up right before training camp. You want to be in tip-top shape before. You don't use training camp anymore to get in shape. It's not like how it used to be where everybody like, all right, I'm going to go to training camp and get in shape. You better come to training camp already in shape. So there is no, like, let's get ramped up a couple weeks before we get started. You know, it's usually a continuation of what you've already been doing throughout the offseason. And then you start tapering it down a little bit as the season continues just to kind of keep yourself healthy. Now, as far as Lehigh, man, I know it was an awesome experience for the fans.
But not for you guys.
Oh, man, I hated driving to Lehigh. Like, I don't even take that highway now.
Yeah.
You know, it just, I hated going to Lehigh. It was just such a sad time. You know, I just felt like, damn.
When are we going to be driving home from Lehigh?
That's what I'm saying. It's like 12 days until training camp, right? Yeah. At the countdown. So
you, so sad.
You as a player, like, were you trying to get your last couple days of vacation in, or were you already kind of dreading things?
Well, I kind of had to keep it tight because, you know, we had to weigh in when we got to Lehigh. So I had to, you know, keep my workouts in. I couldn't come in heavy, you know, because I don't want to hear Big Red talking about, oh, you're heavy. Uh-huh. So I had to, you know, keep
mix
my training.
A salad.
Yeah, you know, mix a salad in from time to time. Make sure you drink straight, no chasers, you know.
Yeah, but the thing is, Andy ran a really difficult camp. They were grueling. They're not like that anymore.
And it was hot. And all the grass was dead and everything was uphill. You know, the only thing that we went downhill to do was get to the practice field. And then you had to go uphill to get to the food, and everything was just uphill. It was hard, man. And it was tough. But I mean, I think that, you know, during that era, it helped shape us. You know, I think that it was needed a little bit for offensive linemen to kind of get that timing down because, you know, we didn't have as many injuries like the pulled groins and stuff like that because we were going full speed in practice. It kind of helped harden the skin. But, you know, it was just an awful time.
I remember being up there. I think one of the last years was at Lehigh. It was Howard Mudd was the offensive line coach, and Washburn was the defensive line.
Wow.
And these guys used to run those drills.
Yeah.
You know, defense against offense, one-on-one. Yeah. And the coaches were so into it, man. And you're up close watching this. You can hear everything that's being said and shouted. You can hear all the spitting that's going on. It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was really awesome.
And when you're dealing with a Howard Mudd as a coach, you can see how Danny Watkins would have folded.
Yeah, right.
You know, just because his approach and the way he would talk down to a player, you would have to be a strong-minded player to kind of handle that type of coaching, and not everybody can handle that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that was one of the things that really hurt Danny Watkins as a player, is just having that type of coach.
You guys having to sleep in those dorms had to be a sight.
Yeah, it sucked, man. The beds were like 4 feet off the ground. You know, it was always cold. You couldn't control the temperature.
Yeah.
You know, it was
kind of like this studio.
Yeah.
But Mikey Miss would have had to shipped in his private chair to training camp.
Yeah, I see guys like they bring their big screen TV and their video games up there.
Yeah. But you know what, though, man? But it was all fun, you know. But it was just, at first, it was just like, dang, man, I got a training camp, you know.
Yeah.
And then you're leaving your family. Like, now it's a lot more player-friendly because you're right there at the stadium. I mean, right there at the facility.
Sleeping in your house.
You can see your family whenever you want to. But, man, back then, it was like, all right, you got to check in to training camp. Turn yourself in. Here we go.
Yeah.
It's almost like you're going to county for 3 weeks.
We're going to county jail, you know. Hey, check yourself in. You know, don't bring anything. Yeah. You know, here you go.
Now, when you guys were up there the 1 year Andy Reid's son passed away, I was actually on the air at this radio station the day it happened. Tim McManus is checking in. When that happened, talk about that experience when the leader of the team and Andy Reid, and you guys all had a tremendous amount of respect for him, the man he was, and the
was
football
that
coach.
2012?
It may have been.
Yeah, I wasn't on the team on that one then.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I was done. I was there when his kids were getting into the trouble.
Okay, they were both arrested.
Yeah. I was there during that time. But just to, you know, when his son passed, man, just to go back and just see Coach Reid, man, was just, you know, I know that was just a tough time, man, because, you know, as a coach, you know, you're constantly pouring into other men's dreams and kind of help trying to push and guide guys and, you know, and to see, you know, lose a family, lose your own son, you know, in a way like that is just difficult. You know, I know going back to Lehigh for him was just something that was like not even in the charts, you know, because it's like you don't want to be reminded of that. And that's just tough, man, to have a family have to go through something like that.
That was August 5th of 2012.
What
a crazy situation. Mm-hmm. Stephen Muldoon tweets in at Dunesky on Twitter, and you can tweet the show at 975 The Fanatic, at Harry Mays 975, at Jason Mert. What's your Twitter handle? At 72 Trey Thomas.
Yeah, 72 Trey Thomas.
Yeah, it's TRA, by the way.
Yes.
Stephen tweets in and says, is Trey going to Canton for the Dawk induction?
Of course.
Yeah.
It's a couple weeks away.
Oh, yeah. I already have everything set up. I called to confirm to make sure my hotel and everything is set up. Oh, yeah. We're going.
Oh, that's
going
to be great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You got to go watch Dawk, man.
So he's going to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
You know, he's a guy that was a big time leader, vocal leader for you guys, and obviously the way he played.
Mm-hmm.
To see him get to go up and be honored in this way, mm-hmm. it's going to be special for all you guys.
Exactly. I can't wait to see it. I mean, you know, Dawk was just one of those, a great leader, a great locker room presence, someone that you can really learn from and just watch as a mentor, or even just as a model of how you should carry yourself as a player. You know, I would always try to talk to Dawk and like, man, you know, how can you play with such aggression but still control what you say? You know, I'm either all in or I'm not. You know, I have to, you know, I remember one game I was cussing everybody out, and Bruce Smith came to me and was like, Trey, you don't need to play the game that way, man. Just calm down a little bit. You know, you're talking all crazy to everybody, you know, but Dawk would just go out there and take your head off and then pray for you later on, man. And, you know,
that's classic.
You're right, he was just that guy, you know, and he could do that and he could control himself. And then he, you know, and then you see him in the weight room just lifting every weight, and you see him now, you could tell like he's testing every machine that they were bringing in there. He's not shying away from any workouts, mm-hmm. you know, but that was just the type of guy that he was.
So you guys got a big party planned after the ceremony or what out there in Canada?
I'm not sure how it's playing out. I know his wife was sending us emails and stuff about the different things that we have to RSVP for. And I tried to tell her, you know, I'm a very bad email guy and RSVP, but I will be there, you know, but
it'll be fun. Count on Trey.
Yeah, I'll be there. I already took care of everything, booked it all up. I'm driving out. It's going
to
be fun.
Well, Jason was saying you were watching the video of him trying on the jackets, right?
Yeah, to make sure they had the measurements
correct size. That's got to be just a tremendous moment.
Yeah, amazing, man. As a player, you know, it's when the Super Bowl and then get into the Hall of Fame.
And then T.O., of course.
Yeah, he bought everybody some Vans.
Right. He's doing his own thing down at Tennessee Chattanooga.
Yeah.
And they're ignoring him now.
And they're mailing him the jacket later.
Yeah, yeah.
There'll be no mention of him at the Hall of Fame ceremony.
I know. What an ass. And that's just tough, man. I don't know what he's trying to gain off of this. You would think that you've put in all of this work to get to this point. You know, go and be recognized, you know, especially before when everything was all about, oh man, they're questioning my stats, or you're pounding on the table to get in. But then when they let you in, now you want to turn your back on it. And I just feel like, you know, man, come on, man, just go ahead and accept it, receive it, even if you don't agree with it, just accept it and receive it. And then if you want to do your own thing, do your own thing later on.
Right.
But I just think that it's just one of those moments that, you know, I think that you should go ahead and be recognized and allow your fans and your family to experience that.
Yeah, I totally agree. He could go to Tennessee Chattanooga and have a celebration, you know, the next weekend.
Yeah, you can go and celebrate with the Fighting Mockingbirds another time. Right. I mean, you know, which is a whole another topic.
Yeah.
Where you're talking about as a mascot, the Fighting Mockingbirds?
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, they changed it then recently, didn't they?
I don't know. He said the Mockingbirds.
They probably had one of those politically incorrect
maybe,
names.
But you pick a Mockingbird?
Mockingbird?
Wow. Yeah. Jeez. I don't know. You know,
The one thing, he would not have been overshadowed at this induction. He would have been a marquee guy. I mean, it's a really impressive class.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Bobby Beathard's getting in, linebacker Robert Brazil, obviously with Brian Dawkins, Jerry Kramer, Ray Lewis, Randy Moss, T.O., and Brian Urlacher.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a class.
And Urlacher's hair.
Yeah, and, right. and lack thereof.
No, he has hair now.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, he's been doing hair commercials and stuff. He does
hair. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he has hair.
Check that out.
Yeah.
But he would have been a guy that would have been must-see induction speech because he's an emotional guy.
Yeah. Oh, you know T.O. cry. You know, he's cry. He's a crier.
But now he's going to cry in Tennessee Chattanooga. Nobody's going to see it.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Al in Oklahoma on The Fanatic with Trey. How you doing, Al?
Hey, good morning or afternoon, guys. How are y'all doing?
All right.
Great.
Well, yo, I was, to piggyback on your last comment as a funny team mascot name, the Pittsburgh State Gorillas. That's ranking in my top five right now.
Pittsburgh State, Kansas, right?
Yes, yeah. Pittsburgh State, Kansas, the Gorillas. The colors are yellow and red.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I called because as training camp gets near and I get more and more excited, I'm interested to see what you guys think about the linebacker position with Nate Gary. Being out here in Big 12 country and watching him play with Nebraska, he's a big hitter. And then, like, we needed that out of that side of the linebacker core. He covers a lot of range, and I think he might be a good fit. You know, and Brian Urlacher going in, he made the transition. That's high praise, I know. But what do you guys think about Nate Gary being able to fill that role? Thanks.
All right. Nate Gary, see, that's my only issue going into training camp, is that I feel a little nervous about the depth at the linebacker.
He's a guy they drafted, what, maybe 2 years ago from Nebraska, I think?
Yeah.
Yep. Kind of a smallish guy, though.
Yeah.
Sort of a tweener.
He's not that, out of Nebraska, that Stuart Bradley type.
No. He's almost like between like a safety and a linebacker kind of guy, I think.
But can cover a bit, too.
Yeah.
Look, they're probably going to have to grab somebody.
Yeah. And, you know, and right now, the way this game is being played, you know, the Kirklands of the game, that linebacker, just aren't there anymore. You know, you want someone that can get out there and can recognize what's going on in offense and can cover these backs, because these backs are extremely athletic coming out of the backfield and can make plays, and you need someone that can really get out there and hold that down.
Mm. Well, one of the things that Ben McAdoo said in his New York Post article with the quote about the Eagles not being able to handle success was also that the Giants would win the division. It's the team that obviously he coached last. Coached them to 11 wins 2 years ago, only got three last year. When you look at the Giants and the improvements they made, some improvements on the offensive line, which was obviously a huge issue for them.
Mm-hmm.
But then the addition of Saquon Barkley, and you still have Eli there. Granted, he's getting up there in years, but he's shown no signs of really slowing down. If he's got the right weapons, and if he's got a running game with Saquon Barkley, they could be pretty dangerous. That's an improved football team, are they not?
Yeah, they are. I think so. You know, but it's going to take more than one offensive lineman. I think, what's his name, Soldier? That was
Nate
Soldier.
Soldier.
So you
but he drafted a kid from UTEP, one of the best guards in the draft.
Second round, right?
Yeah, first or second pick, I think, in the second round.
Yeah, but, you know, it's going to be a learning curve getting ready for the professional game. So, going up against our defensive front, you know, this is going to be an extremely challenging defensive front to deal with. When you're looking at Fletcher coming out of there, you have Moses Brad, 72, Michael Bennett coming out, Barnett coming back, you know, Chris Long, who I think is the craftiest pass rusher that is on our defensive line. You still want to see
Graham.
Brandon Graham coming back, you know, hard worker out there, extremely talented.
Elodie Nada, too.
Yeah. You know, you have an extremely talented group coming back that's going to be a force to reckon with.
Even without Jernigan, they still have tremendous depth now at that position. And when you can rotate guys and keep them fresh.
Yeah.
Boy, when you're an offensive lineman and you see they rotate, oh, this guy's coming in fresh now?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
That's a lot of different styles that you have to get used to. And I think that
and you can move guys around, too.
Yeah, exactly. And they all have their own little different package. And that means that your offensive line coach is going to be spending a lot of time up trying to game plan and get these guys, get your offensive line ready for the different styles that these guys play with.
I saw this video yesterday of Todd Gurley and Saquon Barkley working out together.
Yeah. I watched that too.
Deadlifting like 400 pounds and then leaping 4 feet onto like a box.
Right
out of the deadlift.
Yeah.
I mean, so you're crushing your legs on a deadlift.
Yeah.
And then you're leaping up and then they're sprinting on these, what is it, like a treadmill like that you can run on that's arced.
Yeah.
I mean, these two guys, you look at both of them, you're going, oh my God.
Yeah, they're monsters.
They're monsters.
Specimens.
Yeah.
Eli Manning said the other day about Saquon Barkley, his quads are the size of my torso.
It's
no joke.
I don't check out guys' legs, but you can't help it. It's ridiculous. Like, this guy is special. You had a chance to look at his tape and stuff going into the draft.
Yeah. So Eli is sitting around, you know, when you have a little time, you come out the shower, Eli scoping the thighs.
Well, I mean, you have the quads you can't not look at. You know what I'm saying? Like,
wow, look at the size of those thighs.
Yeah, all right.
But you know what, though, man?
A running back doesn't need a lot of adjustment to get into the NFL, though, do they?
Nah. You know, he's going to come in ready to go, man. You know, I think that this kid is definitely special. He definitely has all the talent in the world. And he has, it seems to have the work ethic to be successful in this game. But we'll see. You know, you're coming up against the number one run-stopping defense in the league and primed to do it again.
Yeah, the 71 yards is what they gave up last year against the run.
Yeah.
So you look across this division, and a lot of times your success is determined or failed on how you perform against your division. And right now the Eagles clearly the class of the NFC East once again. More phone calls. Questions for Trey can score you tickets to FanFest at 610-632-0975. It's Ask Trey. Trey is back on the Fanatic, back with us here on the Midday Show. We'll get to those questions coming up, and also a full-blown breakdown of course, the offensive side of the ball. Couple of changes on that side of the ball. We'll get into that as well to see if that side's as improved as the offensive side is as well. 610-632-0975. Jason Martinez here to remind you about the Rothenberg Law Firm. Now, sports radio hosts and fans in Philadelphia, we know how much winning means to us in this great city. And at Rothenberg Law Firm, they know how good winning feels and how important it is, because for 48 years, guess what? That's exactly what they've been doing, winning in the courtroom. Now, the Rothenberg Law Firm, or Philly Proud and Philly Strong, like I said, for over 48 years, and they've been protecting, fighting, and standing up for the injured people of Philadelphia all along the way. Now, if you're like me, you grew up in Philadelphia, you remember seeing Alan Rothenberg on TV. Since then, Alan and his family, they've continued and grown their firm into the trusted household name that it is today. So if you're injured and you want to win, and who doesn't, you call the Rothenberg Law Firm. I know this to be true. They're not going to stop until they win for you. Here's the number, 1-800-624-8888. That's 1-800-624-8888, or visit injurylawyer.com. The website again is injurylawyer.com.
Mays and Martinez, middays on 97.5 The Fanatic. Fanatic Fan Fest, Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live with special guest Ben Simmons. Win your tickets only on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hello, sports fans. Ron Jaworski here to talk about my friends at KDI Office Technology. When it comes to office equipment, my businesses need the best. That's why we use KDI Office Technology. From solutions to service, KDI is second to none. They're local, dependable, and have been servicing the Philadelphia area for over 28 years. KDI is the experienced and responsive team my businesses count on. KDI is also the official and exclusive office technology provider for the Phillies, Flyers, Union, Soul, and 97.5 The Fanatic. And that speaks volumes. Our office equipment needs to handle demanding print volume with no downtime. KDI Office Technology keeps us running at peak performance, and I'm confident they'll keep your business operating 24/7 as well. Contact KDI Office Technology today for a free technology assessment. I guarantee you won't be disappointed. Just visit www.kdi-inc.com and click on my picture, of course. That's kdi-inc.com.
Is another financial crisis coming? Endless say yes, and many say it'll be much, much worse. Your IRA or 401k could suffer major losses. How do you protect yourself? Consider cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin has seen over 700% gains in 2017 alone, even with the recent downturn. Now's your best chance to get in. Many financial experts say it's just the beginning, and that Bitcoin could hit $100,000 by the end of the year. Once the big institutional money starts pouring in, the real explosion begins. Get in before that happens. Crypto-based IRA is your opportunity. You can now diversify into an IRS-approved cryptocurrency IRA. That's right, it's IRS-approved. As predicted, Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies are going mainstream. Get ready to ride the biggest financial wave in history. You don't need to be an expert. Simply call crypto-based IRA to get started. Call now, 800-902-5200. 800-902-5200. 800-902-5200. We do not provide legal, tax, or investment advice. Cryptocurrency has considerable risk. Read more at cbira.com.
Are you or anyone you know struggling with infertility and overwhelmed by the cost of IVF treatment? Mainline Fertility may be able to help with deeply discounted IVF treatment for a limited time. Mainline Fertility is currently accepting IVF patients for several IVF clinical trials where qualified patients will receive deeply discounted IVF treatment. Visit mainlinefertility.com today to learn more about their current IVF clinical trials. Find out how you can grow your family without setting it back financially. Inquire today at mainlinefertility.com.
Commence Exxon and mobile field test. Scientist observes Subject C at station. Subject C forgot his wallet. Subject C uses the SpeedPass Plus app to pay for gas and earn rewards with the tap of a button. Subject C is a cool guy. Subject C actually looks like my cousin Carl. Subject C is my cousin Carl. Conclusion, SpeedPass Plus is the quick, fast, secure way to pay for gas, and Subject C wrecked my jet ski.
Yes, you did, Carl!
Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Don't miss the summer RV show on sale at the Gloucester Premium Outlets Friday through Sunday, July 13th, 14th, and 15th. Huge discounts, top trade values, and special finance rates at the Gloucester Premium Outlets at Exit 7B on Route 42, Blackwood, New Jersey.
More Fanatic Sports Talk in 60 seconds.
We're here from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Well, we've definitely 1-800 got some junk.
See all that stuff in the yard?
Yes, sir.
We're moving, and that's just part of the stuff we're not taking.
Would you do something for me, ma'am?
Like what?
Would you wave your arm across the yard?
Like this?
Wow, how did...
That was fun!
When you want junk to disappear, all you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Time to have a ball. At Ocean Resort Casino Atlantic City, there's something for everyone. Mix and mingle at HQ Squared Nightclub and Beach Club. Play a virtual round at the indoor Topgolf Swing Suite. Enjoy an incredible VIP pool experience at Poseidon Pool and Cabana Club. And take in Ivan Kane's Royal Jelly Burlesque Show. Come have a ball at the Ocean AC. Now open, theoceanac.com. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Back in first place for now, I'm Eitan Shander. This report brought to you by Lidl. Shop at Lidl to save on groceries through Wednesday. Get bananas, 25 cents per pound, and fresh chicken tenderloins, $1.99 per pound. Visit Lidl.com for more deals. Lidl, rethink grocery. It was close, but the Phillies escaped Baltimore with a 5-4 win last night, thanks to Nick Pivetta, Sir Anthony Dominguez on the mound, and some offense provided by Jorge Alfaro. Phils now regain their lead a half game up on Atlanta atop the NL East as Jake Arrieta opens up a three-game set with the Marlins before the All-Star game next week. Sixers with a big upset win in summer league action over the Phoenix Suns. Updated odds have the Raptors as even money favorites to land Kawhi Leonard. NFL Hall of Fame will not individually honor Terrell Owens at the ceremony next month. Brian Westbrook with Mike today from 4 to 5. Ben Simmons added to FanFest. If you missed any of our shows today, go to 975thefanatic.com or the Fanatic app for full show podcasts. I'm Eitan Shander. It's 975 The Fanatic.
Sports talk for Pensauken and all of Camden County. 975 The Fanatic.
Wow. 11:30 on Mays and Martinez Middays, also joined by Trey Thomas for another half hour on the first Football Friday of 2018 season. Feels good.
That sounds good, too.
Yeah, it's just like less than 12 days away from the start of training camp. It's coming. Yeah, the Phillies keep winning. You got first place baseball team. All is good right now, man.
Yeah, man.
The only thing that's not good is this Kawhi Leonard thing, but the 11 o'clock hour is brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. How do you believe that the Raptors could end up with Kawhi Leonard?
Yeah, it would be a rental. Does that put a little fire in the belly of Sixers fans in the Sixers, dare I say, front office, if is that the right term?
Yeah. I don't know. What is their front office right now?
Yeah, that,
you know?
Hence what I had an issue with yesterday. Yeah. I'm not trying not to go into vacation, like, venting out issues. I got them all out yesterday. I'm good to go. I know I was insufferable, and I'm sure we're going to hear about it on the Riled Up line, because I got a little annoyed by the fact that they haven't, you know, they didn't interview anybody or start the process until 5 weeks after they said they would. But, you know, I'm trying to find on this Football Friday issues with this Eagles team, and there's just, you know, usually we got angst when we go into a training camp. We're, the official countdown to training camp is 11 hours or 11 days, 12 hours, 28 minutes, and 32 seconds.
And Doug can't wait.
Is it, yeah. He's chomping at the bit.
Oh, yeah.
And that front office is, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
To just, okay, guys, can we get through this?
No trouble.
Right?
No trouble. No trouble.
Let's touch on that, the Shady McCoy situation.
Oh, boy.
Obviously, you were coaching here when he was with the Eagles under Chip Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
And he's found himself in hot water on more than a couple of occasions, and a lot of it by his own doing, and some of it maybe a little guilt by association.
Mm-hmm.
But what's being heaped upon him in this particular instance if it is proven to be true, and they're just allegations at this point, if it's proven to be true, it's sayonara to Shady McCoy.
Yeah, he's done.
Really big issues.
Yeah, really big issues. If this is proven to be true, this is definitely that he's done. And there probably will, there's definitely going to be some jail time that's going to follow behind it. Now, on the flip side of this, if she's the one that's orchestrating this, then there needs to be that same type of
ramifications
that need to come with it as well. It's the story is just crazy. You know, the more you read into it, and you know, it seems like a situation where you move a girl in with you, and then you can't get rid of her.
Relationship gone bad,
and then she refuses to move out. You know, with her two kids, and you know that created this problem.
Yeah.
You know, and it's unfortunate. It seems like Shady has been out of the area, you know, down training and everything, getting ready for the season. But I'm just really hoping that he had nothing to do with this. But, you know, it's just not a good look. It's just something that you just don't want to have to deal with going into training camp. Man, right now, just period, Georgia is a problem right now, man.
Atlanta,
you got what's going on in the Atlanta area. You got Shady down there with this girl.
Pac-Man.
And then Pac-Man gets in a fight.
Shocking.
At the airport. You know?
Pac-Man getting in trouble. Shocking.
Yeah. He looked like he was being taunted by this airport-like worker.
Yeah, with an orange vest on.
Yeah.
He like, you know, what's going on? What in the hell is going on in Atlanta? You know what? I just want to make sure. I don't want to even stop in Atlanta. Just let's fly over it.
Right.
Keep moving. I'm going to be doing direct flights. Don't even transfer.
It's a good thing the Falcons are coming here this year.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Let's not even land there because it's a problem right now. It's not going good in Georgia, man.
Yeah. It's a distraction heading into training camp, too, which is look, the Buffalo Bills made the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. For the first time in forever, right, since they went to the Super Bowls.
Right.
And you look at that team right now, and Sean McDermott's got his hands full dealing with this situation and managing it, while doing their own independent investigation, trying to deal with Drew Rosenhaus.
Yeah, they got his rookie quarterback up there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's
a lot, man. My man Juan Castillo, I know he's like, man, what is this?
Yeah. None of you guys ever want to deal with that, because ultimately as players, too, then you're asked about it, and you don't want to have to answer questions on that.
Yeah. You know, and that's going to be the topic of discussion when you start in training camp. If this isn't already resolved, everybody's going to want to talk about it.
Yeah, there's no chance it'll be resolved by that.
No.
Yeah. I mean, does the NFL step in and suspend them without knowing anything? You can't.
No.
They can do whatever they want.
Well, they've proven that.
Yeah, but with a case like this, you kind of want to make sure you have all your facts, right? Because if you suspend them and it's not what is being presented, then it's going to be a problem either way. So you might want to make sure that you have all of the information before you make a decision on it.
Yeah, Trey was saying that the girlfriend or the ex-girlfriend was away at a graduation, like in Virginia, a couple states away, right?
Yeah.
And has this camera, you know, these security cameras in the house that she can monitor on her phone, I guess.
Yeah.
And sees people in the house taking all her possessions out. Like a moving crew comes in and is taking all her stuff.
Yeah.
So she calls the cops, and the cops go to the house and stop the burglary, quote unquote burglary. Yeah. And that's kind of how this kind of thing escalated.
Yeah. I see these reports yesterday that the intruder in this situation left through the front door
because
they also knew there was no camera there to catch who the person was.
Right.
Yeah.
There was like inside knowledge of how everything was laid out, and obviously able to get in. The security system was changed.
It's
all
like
this
a
stuff.
Movie.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's crazy, man. You just need to stay clear, man.
But the other thing, too, is you almost have to, in some ways, give Shady the benefit of the doubt despite his past, because look what happened with the Reuben Foster.
I know.
Exactly.
I know.
She completely made it up.
Yeah.
It's ugly.
And it's happening a lot more, you know, sometimes where some ladies have made up some stories and stories have been fabricated a little bit. I'm not going to always side with my fellow football players, but, you know, I'm just giving him the benefit of doubt. And just hoping that this isn't something that he did, you know. And if it is, own up to it and just accept your punishment and be done. Because, I mean, that's definitely not the right way of going about doing things.
Yeah, no question about it. 610-632-0975. It's ATA. It's Ask Trey Anything here on the Maze Martinez Midday Show on this Football Friday. And Kevin's got a question. See if he can score Fan Fest tickets. Kevin, you're on the Fanatic with Trey Thomas.
Yeah, what's up, guys? How's it going?
All right.
Quick question for you, Trey. Throughout your early development of your career, who did you try to follow the game after?
You know what? Juan had me watch a lot of Anthony Munoz when I was coming up. Juan was big into, like, watch Anthony Munoz. Let's watch this. You know, I don't know if it was the fellow Hispanic thing going on, but he was really into that and making sure watching that. But then after that, I just had to just develop my own thing. And then we just took it from there. It was just making we were always just correction. And, you know, and we were just trying different things. And, you know, and then having a coach like Juan was just that made my career. It really helped me. And I think that's what made me help with being able to last as long as I did in this game, is just having a coach like Juan to kind of help guide me along.
All right, Kev, that's all you got, buddy?
Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
All right, man. You put you in the mix for the tickets on this ATA day. Ask Trey anything. And, you know, people still always, you know, you've been removed from the game for how long now? It's been
about 6-7 years now, man.
And people still just always want to get in the inside scoop on how you prepared, how you dealt with things and all that stuff.
Because it's still relevant, you know, to how we prepare. Because, you know, somebody like, oh, man, you were an old player. Well, you know, I wasn't that old. I mean, you know, some of our highlights might be in HD. I don't know, you know, but you know, when you go back and you say, all right, who did you model your game after? When I look at Vitae and with Jason Peters, when Jason Peters went down, you know, when Vitae first came in, he was trying to pass set like Jason Peters, and it was putting him in some bad situations. He was getting beat early.
Trying to be Jason
Peters. Yeah, trying to be like a Jason Peters. And sometimes you have to just say, okay, I can't be this guy. I have to find what works for me.
My game.
Man, I have to find my game. And I'm glad that as he continued to take his lumps, he continued to work on it, find his game. And once he stopped trying to be like Jason Peters, you could see that his game started developing. Now, you know, you go out there and you go up against a solid pass rusher in Harrison Steele and hold your own, and you guys have a game where you had no sacks in the Super Bowl.
You feel pretty good about him going forward at some point? Because at some point, Jason Peters is not going to play.
Yeah, you know? It's going to come.
Do you think he's the guy, or do you think that the guy is not on the squad right now?
I don't know. You know, it just depends on his development, how he continues to develop. And then you had the rugby player that's coming in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I can't think of his name
right now. You think they'll get
anything out of
him? Jordan Mulata, you know. Yeah. So we'll see how he develops if he makes the team. I mean, when you look at this guy, you know, he's what he expects. But, you know, offensive tackle is just one of those positions that, you know, you're going to get exposed a little bit, especially if you haven't played this game. I know BG is probably, and all the other defensive ends that are out there looking forward to training camp, when they put on pads and you get to go up against them, and you're going to be able to show him that, you know what, this is not rugby.
Right.
You know, and this game is totally different.
A lot of nuance.
Yeah, a lot of little stuff that people take for granted. And, you know, you just, oh, yeah, he just blocked the guy. Nah, it was a lot that happened just then that made him be able to run that guy by the quarterback.
It is probably the ultimate team sport, because if one part of the machine breaks down, everything breaks down.
Exactly.
Especially for you guys, the position you played up front.
Yeah.
I mean, you were drafted 11th overall by Ray Rhodes in 1998.
Mm-hmm.
You came in and you started right away. That's a rarity.
Yeah, they gave me the playbook here. Learn this, you're starting.
Wow.
Guy that you were modeled after, Munoz,
he
played 13 years and made 11 Pro Bowls.
That's insane. He's as good as it gets. 610-632-0975. Couple lines open. Last chance opportunity. One segment to go here with Ask Trey Anything on the Maze Martinez Midday Show. It is a football Friday. We're bringing it back from here and going forward. So if you want to get on the line, ask Trey a question. 610-632-0975. Also at the top of the hour, Andrew's got the Nooner on a football Friday, a free beer Friday. All that and more coming up on the Maze Martinez Midday Show, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, can you believe this weather? You know, for every cool day, there's one that actually feels like summer. And when it's summer, you sweat. All men sweat. I know when my face is really hot, I really need a cool, close shave to feel cool and clean again. It's one of the reasons why I love Harry's. The Harry's handle lets me get in nice and close without any nicks or cuts, even when I'm overheated. It's a shave I know you're going to love, too, so you got to give it a try with the Harry's Shave Set. Set includes a quality 5-blade razor, the great weighted handle, rich foaming shave gel, which is fantastic, and a travel cover. But here's the deal. For a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer for listeners of this show. New customers will get $5 off a shave set from Harry's with the code Harry at harrys.com. That means you can get the trial set with the 5-blade razor, the weighted handle, the foaming shave gel, and the travel cover, all for just $3. Plus, you're going to get free shipping when you use the code Harry at harrys.com. That's way less than what you're going to pay for the drugstore blades, and you can join the millions of guys who've already switched. Go to harrys.com today, use the code Harry at checkout, and claim your offer.
Bates and Martinez, middays on 97.5. The Fanatic. Eagles training camp is less than 2 weeks away. Stay with 97.5 The Fanatic for breaking birds news from the most respected football broadcasters in the business. Westbrook, Jaws, Shefty, Sal Pal, and your favorite football fanatics. Plus, listen to Tim McManus calling in live from camp and on the Eagles beat all season. The pursuit of another championship starts. Now, this is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Does your business internet provider promise a lot? Let's hear who really delivers. Comcast Business gives you gig speed in more places. Other providers don't. We offer more complete reliability with up to 6 hours of 4G wireless network backup. The others, no way. We let calls from any of your devices appear to come from your business number. Them, not so much. And Comcast Business Smart Office lets you keep an eye on your business from anywhere. Others, nope. Call 1-800-501-6000 to get internet from the provider who delivers. Plus, add voice and TV for $34.90 more per month.
Offer in 7/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to one voice line and basic TV on one outlet. Requires Comcast Business Internet. An additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Connection per restrictions apply. Minimum term agreement required. FLEF-000279. TNACL-2006. AZROC-307-346. CACSLV-102-8256. ORCCB-1999-39. Call for details.
Are your credit cards maxed out? Do you owe more than $10,000? Are you juggling your bills, only making minimum payments? Credit card companies are playing a dirty trick on you. They want you to think you must pay it all back, and that's simply not true. Credit card companies hate it when we expose their secrets. In fact, there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. National Debt Relief offers programs that help you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $1 billion of debt. National Debt Relief has earned an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. They're also the number one rated debt relief program by top consumer reviews and top 10 reviews. Don't declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. Settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call National Debt Relief now at 800-314-4789. 800-314-4789. 800-314-4789.
Eitan Shander here. Are you shopping for a used car? If you're like me, you find it overwhelming. That's why I'm glad I discovered CarGurus.com. I love how fast and easy it is to find great deals from top dealers. And get this, the site is so user-friendly. CarGurus rates the deal for each used car and sorts the best first. Then you can learn all the information you'll need on the vehicle of your choice. So do yourself a favor. Go to CarGurus.com today to find great deals from top-rated dealers near you. That's CarGurus.com.
The Fanatics Deal of the Week saves you money with a 6-month peak membership to Crunch Fitness in Huntington Valley, East Norriton, or Fairless Hills for only $99. Get it this week only on 975thefanatic.com. The peak membership gives you access to the online nutrition program, circuit training, group fitness classes, Crunch Live video workouts, tanning, and much, much more. At Crunch Fitness, no judgments means room for everyone and endless encouragement to get fit. Get this half-price Crunch Fitness deal now through Sunday at 975thefanatic.com. Keyword, crunch.
Time to have a ball. At Ocean Resort Casino Atlantic City, you can get everything your heart and taste buds desire. Enjoy a delicious dry-aged steak at American Cut. Take in amazing ocean views over house-made pasta at Dolce Mare. And satisfy your cravings with an array of casual dining options. Come have a ball at the Ocean AC. Now open, theoceanac.com. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Fanatic Sports Talk in 60 seconds.
Hey, New Jersey. See the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators before Tuesday, and we'll cover the sales tax on
everything in our stores. Choose from more than 400 varieties of beautiful pre-finished hardwood, bamboo, laminate, woodlook, waterproof flooring, and more. All in the latest styles, starting at just 58 cents. Plus, the sales tax is on us, but only until Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Valid in New Jersey locations only. July 11th to July 17th, 2018.
Score big all month long with the best deals at Murray Kia. Head to Murray Kia today and check out the all-new 2018 Kia Stinger. Shop Murray Kia in Conshohocken and MurrayKia.com. Hurry into Murray for America's best value summer event.
Fanatic Fan Fest, presented by Tropicana Resort and Casino, is coming up on Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live. Brought to you by Paul B. Moyer and Sons in Doylestown and University of Maryland, University College. Go to 975thefanatic.com for more details and for a chance to win tickets.
Coming up in 13 minutes, Andrew's got the free beer football Friday version of the Nooner.
All right.
Trey Thomas, ATA Day. Ask Trey anything here on the Maze Martinez Midday Show on this Football Friday. And last chance opportunity to ask Trey questions, then score tickets for FanFest August 25th at Xfinity Live. So let's go to Chuck down in North Carolina, is on the Fanatic with Trey Thomas. How you doing today, Chuck?
Doing all right. How's everybody doing today? How you doing today, Trey?
I'm fantastic, my man.
That's great. My question for you is, I have a 13-year-old son that's getting, you know, he's in his second year of football. He's a left tackle, and he also plays defensive tackle.
Okay.
What's the best piece of advice we can give our young kids that are coming up in football?
All right. First of all, with the defensive part of it, keep your head up, of course. Protect the knees. Always, that needs to start now. Put him in some knee braces if he's as an offensive player. Protect the knees, protect your body. You know what? I think one of the things also is start watching film. You know, you can go on NFL.com and get a thing where you can start watching like some of the coaches' film. You can watch all 22. So start watching film. Start looking at guys. Start seeing what other guys are doing. As an offensive lineman, start getting used to punching, throwing your hands, you know, because it's not a grabbing game. You need to be able to shoot your hands, punch, and be able to stay in balance.
Well, he's got a huge advantage because he's 6'2", he weighs 245 pounds, and he wears a men's 15 and shoe, and he's 13.
Oh, yeah.
So
Jesus.
He dominates everybody. I mean, he's a beast. There's nobody that really can't stop him, you know, in the middle school. He's only in middle school. He's going into the eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And when people see him, the coaches last year were actually coming over and questioning his age because how much bigger he is than everybody else.
Yeah.
And what I want him to learn the technique, but right now he can just bowl people over. I mean, he really doesn't need any technique. He just pushes them down and just gets to the quarterback and drags them to the ground. The quarterbacks don't stand a chance once he gets to them.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah.
You teach that kid to be mean, forget it.
Yeah. It just needs to continue to progress, you know, because, I mean, at some point he's going to start going up against guys that's going to be his size as well.
Right.
So, you know, the more you start studying now, you know, the better off you'll be as a player.
Well, when did that happen for you when you go, okay, because you're a big guy. You're 6'7", and you were big all growing up, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Just go to 6'7" when you were in college.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden you get to playing in Division I college. You're playing at Florida State. Bobby Bowden's your coach.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, there's other guys that are Trey Thomas's size.
Yeah.
There are other guys that are as big as you and can move.
Yeah.
And you're going, whoa, this is different.
Yeah.
In high school, I just kicked ass.
Yeah. Definitely, that was a learning curve for me, you know, because I came in as a defensive end. Going to Florida State. I ended up sitting the bench at Florida State for 4 years. I was a 1-year starter in first round draft pick, man.
Wow.
You know, I had to wait my time. You know, it was a lot of learning that had to happen. I had to switch positions, learn how to block, learn. I was fortunate to have extremely good coaches. But as far as becoming a student of the game, it happened with working with Juan. Because Juan just was, I mean, you know.
He brought it all out.
Oh, yeah. And there was no getting away from him. He always called you. There, you know, he was always first on the field, last off the field, last ones out of the meeting room. So he really taught me the nuances of the game and taught me how to study. And all the, you know, every day it was just always correction and just focusing on making sure that we do all the little things right. And
a lot of repetition.
Yeah, a lot of repetition, yeah. You know. And he was just a phenomenal coach for me, you know. And I think, hands down, one of the best offensive line coaches in the game.
Was there ever a time at Florida State before you became the starter that you said, man, maybe I went to the wrong school?
I just thought, you know, the same. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you're right.
You know, because a lot of times these guys don't want to wait their turn. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Well, you know what, man? Like when they asked me, they were saying, "All right, Trey, we're going to switch you over to offensive line." And I know I called my parents. I was all upset. And my dad was like, "Well, son, you know what? Me and your mom extended our bedroom, so your room has been shrunk.
Right.
And so you can't come home. So make it work.
Right.
Figure it out. Learn the position. But coming home is not an option. So." Mm-hmm. Figure it out.
They were already empty nesting. Right,
yeah,
there,
they were
right?
already like, "Hey, look, we got one out the house. You're not coming back,
right?
And make sure you sign up for summer school because you're going to be there, you know." So, I think my dad for that because you know, if he was a weaker parent, he would have just said, "All right, go ahead and quit," and I probably would have never been the person that I am now. Mm. I had to take those lumps. I had to go out there and get my behind kicked. So that I can receive being in this position and get here. You know, it's, right. There has to be a hardening of the skin. That just has to happen if you're going to play this game and be successful at this game.
Right.
And, you
so
know.
Your first offensive line, playing offensive line?
Was college.
Was in college.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're a Florida State, a redshirt year, 3 years, and then your fifth year you're there. You finally get to start. And you have such a good season.
Yeah.
In one season playing in major college football that you end up as the 11th overall pick
yeah.
and
mm-hmm.
you're an offensive line, and that's really kind of like on your business card for the rest of your life.
Yeah, that was it.
Wow. That yeah. is crazy yeah, yeah. to even think that.
Yeah, yeah. Because I had Walter Jones was a JUCO transfer for us.
Oh, yeah.
So he came in, played 1 year, ran a 4.640, and was like, "Look, I'm out."
Right.
You know, so then I had that. Then I started my senior year, and then that was it, man.
Who was your quarterback?
Thad Busby.
Okay.
Busby.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. And what was it like playing under Bobby?
Oh, man, playing under Bobby was it was fun, man. You know, Coach Bobby is kind of like, you know, having that second dad. And, you know, and you're out there, you know, and we were trying to be wild and young. And, man, I remember one time Bobby, you know, I was out there acting a fool, skipping classes and stuff. And they didn't tell us about mat drills at the time. And mat drills is probably one of the hardest things I've ever gone through that's football related. It starts in February. We have to be on the mats at like 5 o'clock in the morning with your knees all in your chest. Everybody straight in the line. It's 2 hours of the worst conditioning drills. No water, no break. You know,
jeez.
Guys would just run into the wall, try to knock themselves out and quit. Guys would just give up their scholarship and quit. I'm done. I can't go through this.
It's like SEAL training.
Oh, wow. Yeah. It sucked. And I remember I was out there acting up and Bobby came and touched me on my shoulder and he said, "Look, son, you know what? You can be replaced." And after that, I was just like, "All right, you know what? Let me tighten up." And it just kept pushing from there. And he was always there to help guiding. And it was really good as a coach to kind of help, you know, mentor us and keep us together as young players, you know, young guys that's, you know, away from home and all of that stuff yeah. that comes along with that. But, you know, it was
he always
fun.
Had that good suntan and that straw hat and
yeah.
the whistle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Look, son,
yeah.
you can be replaced.
Yeah, you can be replaced, you know.
Those Oakley aviator
yeah,
like glasses
yeah, right.
on.
Right,
too.
Right.
Like he was always wearing glasses that was like a 40-year person 40 years younger should be wearing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
yeah. The Oakley wraps.
Right.
Yeah.
Trey, awesome to have you back,
hey,
man.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, man. You're back
yes.
in the saddle here at 97.5. The Fanatic will be with us every Tuesday going forward. We're off next week, but after that, every Tuesday going forward from 10 to noon or 11 to 1, one of those things.
I think it's 11 to 1.
Is it 11 to 1?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
you'll be joining us, and we'll be talking football, man. Football is back, and we're pumped up for it.
Yeah.
Eagles chance to repeat.
Yes, sir. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, man. Awesome. Hit him
yes,
straight,
sir.
All right?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, Trey Thomas.